1 Timothy chapter 1. He puts Timothy in mind of his charge, and blesses God for the mercy he himself had received. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the commandment of God our Savior, and Christ Jesus our hope, to Timothy, his beloved son in faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and from Christ Jesus our Lord, as I desire thee to remain at Ephesus when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some not to teach otherwise, not to give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which furnish questions rather than the edification of God which is in faith. Now the end of the commandment is charity from a pure heart, and a good conscience, and an unfeigned faith, from which things some going astray are turned aside unto vain babbling, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither the things they say nor the whereof they affirm. But we know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully, knowing this, that the law is not made for the just man, but for the unjust and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for the wicked and defiled, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers. Footnote: the law is not. He means that the just man doth good and avoideth evil, not as compelled by the law, and merely for fear of the punishment appointed for transgressors, but voluntarily and out of love of God and virtue, and would do so though there were no law. End of footnote. For fornicators, for them who defile themselves with mankind, for men-stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and whatever other thing is contrary to sound doctrine, which is according to the gospel of the glory of the blessed God, which hath been committed to my trust, I give him thanks who hath strengthened me, even to Christ Jesus our Lord, for that he hath counted me faithful, putting me in the ministry, who before was a blasphemer and a persecutor and contumelious. But I obtained the mercy of God, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. Now the grace of our Lord hath abounded exceedingly with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. A faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the chief. But for this cause have I obtained mercy, that in me first Christ Jesus might show forth all patience for the information of them that shall believe in him unto life everlasting. Now to the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This precept I commend to thee, O son Timothy, according to the prophecies going before on thee, that thou war in them a good warfare, having faith and a good conscience, which some rejecting have made shipwreck concerning the faith, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered up to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme.